Stupidity never dies. It evolves. Get your signed copy with the link below.
Is so bold.
I don't think it's bold to call evolution a fact at all.
Well, the fact that it's not the law of evolution, but it's the theory of evolution itself.
Yeah, theories are
leads to the
theories are scientifically proven explanations about the world. Laws are just things there actually is a law of evolution, which is that Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium never happens.
So the thing about a theory is that it's the most widely accepted version, and it might even be backed by science.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's still subject to change. Like the law of gravity, we really can't change the law of gravity. There's really, you know, the law of gravity. I mean, unless something drastic comes out that just completely off, you know,
inside like of a black hole, it's certainly different. And the law of gravity doesn't at all apply on the quantum level. We may find a way to harmonize it, but as we currently understand it, doesn't work at all. Even though the nucleus of an atom is many thousands of times more massive than an electron, it can't pull it in. And the way the electron moves around is not describable using classical mechanics or gravity. So we had to have a completely different paradigm for it. So laws aren't absolute. They're pretty damn close, but they're not absolute and they're not immutable.
And I would certainly argue that they're a lot closer than a theory is.
Well, theories are extremely powerful. In a lot of ways, they're actually superior to laws because laws come with no explanatory power, and science is very interested in that. Laws are just observed facts. You don't even need science for laws. Like it's to call some laws, to call them scientific is almost kind of weird because they're not exact. I mean, a lot of them are confirmed through experimentation, but I'm trying to think. I don't know. It'd be boring for everybody because I'd have to just sit here in silence. But yeah, I guess. I can walk that back a little bit. I can't think off the top of my head of a law that you can't really confirm without some study. But they don't really do anything other than you engineer an experiment to just observe that, yeah, the gas pressure goes up linearly with the temperature, or it's inversely proportional to the volume. But it doesn't actually explain anything. You need theories for that, like a kinetic theory of matter and motion for the gas laws, like I was just talking about. For gravity, universal gravitation, there's no explanation for why it does that. Newton is one of the most famous quotes he ever had, which was, "I offer no hypothesis." He had absolutely no clue why his equations work. And then some guy with bad hair and a mustache, well, not Hitler, Einstein, came around later and offered a theory, general relativity. And actually, he had nice hair when he was a young lad and wrote those papers.
Yes, he definitely did. He definitely didn't look like his old goofy self.
Yeah, but theories explain things. Theories come about after countless hypotheses are proven true and countless hypotheses that were wrong are rejected. So then we can confidently say that the body of knowledge we've built up around tectonic plates, around orbital mechanics, around what is happening at the quantum level, around, you know, stuff in chemistry. That's where our theories, which actually do the empirical heavy lifting, come in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree that there's a lot of research that goes into a lot of these theories. I'm just saying to call it an absolute fact. I mean, that's an absolute, you know, and
no, it isn't. A fact is something that is known to be true. Knowledge is justified true belief, and true is that which corresponds with reality. Yes, it can still be subject to change, but if we're going to say literally anything is subject to change. Now, if we adopt this completely solipsistic behavior like you do, then we can't say that there even are any facts at all. The only thing you could rely on is like, I think, therefore I am. You exist, whatever that means.
So all a theory can do is just, it's working. It's the best possible explanation with what we know, with what we know right now. That's all a theory is. And a theory,
billions of hours of work go into a theory. Yeah.
Yes. And 100 years from now, the theory could be different because there's more, you know. It's like, for example, look at germs and hand washing, you know, germ theory came into development after hundreds and hundreds of years of them saying, well, why are people dying when we cut off limbs, you know, and all this stuff. And they would extrapolate, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it's this.
I know.
So
you're making a really semantic point that I think is totally unnecessary, that it can't be a fact unless it literally can't be false. No, I don't think that's what a fact is.
But it has to be like, but it, in order to be a fact, it has to be always true.
I don't really know what you mean by that. It has to always be true. Not even scientific laws are always true. We already went over that.
Oh my goodness. I can't.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You can't. Hundreds of things you hear all the time aren't actually true. Luckily, I made a book about that. Get a signed copy of Facts That Aren't True by going to the link in the description.
So what do you have to say about what's said in the Quran about the process of birth?
I don't know what the Quran says about the process of birth, except that it says sperm comes from between your backbone and ribs, which is false. So the Quran is false. Awkward. What does it say about childbirth? That it comes out the urethra?
But it could be interpreted that way. I mean, because the Quran says that Muhammad received divine revelations and used those divine revelations to write the Quran in the first place, right? So you could argue that the Quran is how Muhammad received those divine revelations, and how he perceived them is what he wrote in the Quran. And
why would God lie to Muhammad?
He didn't lie to Muhammad. It's just that Muhammad
to write down things that aren't true. That's kind of weird.
Well, no. It's from however Muhammad perceived whatever he was saying, and that's what he wrote down in the Quran. That might be why. Okay, this is just my own thinking behind it. I could be wrong. But it does. The Quran does have a lot of knowledge that we only know today, that we've only figured out today, and for the time, it was considered completely unknown. What's in the Quran was considered completely unknown if you consider the times.
Yeah, none of it says what you think it says. The Quran says, I am the one who knocks. And you guys, for some reason, think that it's describing a pulsar. It's not describing anything at all. It's using this vague poetry. And then you interpret it retroactively to mean something. It doesn't mean that. And we are greatly expanding it. Oh, that's the Big Bang. No, it was literally just talking about For some reason, that's embedded in a passage about the Exodus for whatever reason. And then it says, we are increasing knowledge. We are greatly expanding the world. Oh, that means the Big Bang. Space is expanding. Nope, doesn't mean that at all. And then when it does say things that aren't vague at all, like sperm comes between your backbone and your ribs. Yeah, that was God perfectly communicating revelation. And all the other revelations are so extraordinary, it could only come from God. But this one time, somehow Muhammad screwed it up and somehow wrote that sperm doesn't come from your ball. How could God have told Muhammad, sperm comes from your balls? And Muhammad was like, balls as in backbone and ribs? Okay, write that down. Write that down! This is just...
Well, the thing is, like, I get what you're saying, right? It's just like... what I'm trying to say is we don't know exactly how Muhammad received those divine revelations. And so, I mean, because the Quran was written in Arabic, right? We don't know that Arabic is God's language. That was Muhammad's language. And he did that to communicate God's revelations towards the people, right? And Muhammad is still human. He's a prophet and he was chosen by God, but he is still a human being. So human beings can make mistakes. And so, I mean, Muslims will hate me for this, but I do think there are definitely mistakes in the Quran. And so because of that, I do believe to some extent, if Islam is true, that if Muhammad received divine revelations from God, he misperceived some of the things he said, and some of those mistakes are in the Quran.
Which,
it's a theory, I know.
I don't know. I mean, I get you. Which team are you rooting for?
Well, honestly, I'm just looking into religion right now. But
No. I mean, that's not what I meant. I'm talking about Iran versus United States. Which team are you rooting for?
I'm not really sure. Honestly,
I'm cheering for Iran myself. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.